Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segimma Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having an incredible day today. We're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects today. I know I say that over and over, but don't forget to share this podcast with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. Also, take out that moment to like us, share us, join us, subscribe to us. It's totally free, doesn't cost you nothing but your time in history that you can go into the deep mysteries. I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it, but my mama told me I'd show it. So let's go ahead and get into the name that's above all names, Yeshua. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I want to engage this with you. For one thing, you know, there's always been this big debate. I don't want to do any debate tonight between using the name Jesus or using the name Yeshua. And oh my God, if you use the name of Jesus, did that count? Thank God that God judges the heart condition of a man or a woman. I was born again in the name of Jesus. I was baptized in the name of Jesus. I never knew Hebrew, never heard Hebrew. There wasn't even Hebrew written in my Bible. It was a King James version that was written in English, right? And so I didn't know any of those things. Now I do. So I use Jesus still, but I use Yeshua probably more than I use Jesus, only out of revelation of the Hebrew living letters. Not out of religion, not out of law. There's no law. I'm under the blood. I'm joined into the Father. I'm engrafted into the vine. Yeshua the Christ, Jesus the Christ is my Lord and Savior, and we have become one. I've not only called him his name, I've taken on his name. So once you've taken on his name, it's not the same. It's not like I'm trying to learn the homiletical or the proper saying. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I tell people to study Hebrew, study Greek, study the word in depth. The Bible even says, study to show thyself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So you can have a knowledge, so you can give account. But there is law and knowledge, and there is spirit and truth. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, meaning that you are should be consumed with spirit and truth way more than law and knowledge. Because many people, I always go back to this, I think about the thief on the cross. Think about the thief on the cross for a moment. He knew nothing. The man was being crucified as a wretched soul. They were saying, kill Jesus, kill Jesus, kill Yeshua, kill Yeshua. And he looked at Yeshua and could tell his presence. Now, he's not been baptized. He's not repented of his sins. He hasn't had an altar call. He hasn't given tithe or offering. He's been a dirty, rotten sinner. And he knew that he deserved to die. But he looked at the King of Kings and saw L-O-V-E. He saw Yeshua. He saw the Yeshua. See, I want to go into that Hebrew living letter name part of it. Because seeing Yeshua is not a written name. Seeing Yeshua is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I go in and I step in. Therefore, I'm not bound to the homiletical and the grammatical of the Word. I'm in the Word, as the Word, because of the Word, by the Word, according to the Word, through the blood covenant of Christ Yeshua, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this thief that's on the cross just looks at him and says, listen, now he ain't heard the gospel. He's never lived righteous. He's not done one legalistic law thing to be fulfilled. He is damned to death. He is going to hell. Lack of a better way of saying it, that dude is about the toasty fry. He don't even know he's about the toasty fry. And what did he say? Out of the love he saw in Christ on the cross, he said, could you do me a favor, sir? Would you remember me? Man, this moves me every time. Could you remember me when you go into paradise? And what did Yeshua say? Yeshua said, well, you know what? You didn't speak my name right. You used a J instead of a Y. You know, you didn't get baptized yet. You know, you need to be baptized. You have to be baptized a certain way. No. Oh, you know, you haven't went and paid tithe and offering. You didn't restore the people you stole from. He could have called out all the law he wanted to. But you know what Yeshua said? in his love and grace and mercy that he has upon all mankind, what he was saying, the covenant is about to be fulfilled in my death, in my resurrection, and in my ascension. And because you've called upon me and you believed in me, all that I am, my laws, my scrolls, my testaments, my commandments, my structure, my spirit, my being will become you, and you will become it. That's salvation. Salvation isn't a separate man from a separate God trying to live right toward a God. No, it's believing in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yeshua the Christ is Lord. Repenting of my sins, as I say, I turned away from darkness. Darkness isn't the iniquity. Or should I say, of course, iniquity is darkness. Darkness isn't fulfilled in the iniquity in your life. Darkness is fulfilled in your mind being seared and darked from not knowing the living God. But Yeshua gave that man the right to know the living God. And as soon as he called upon him, he received the gift of salvation. His name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus politely just looked at him with love. I could imagine the agony Jesus was in, but he looked at him with love and said, today, get this in your spirit. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Come on, I want you to think about that for a moment. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. I have fulfilled your righteousness, and because you've called upon me, you are now righteous. Listen, if we can get this in our spirit, all those things that ail us through our life will slowly but surely fall away, but will we come to the revelation that they have no hold on us because I am in Yeshua and Yeshua is in me. I love John G. Lake. John G. Lake says the Lord showed him the revelation that once we begin to become born again, born from above by the grace of God, not by law, not by man, not by do's, not by don'ts, not by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, do good, get good, do bad, get bad. No, but by grace and mercy, as I come in holy union with Yahweh through Christ Yeshua, I become a symbiotic being with God. I am in him. You say, how do you know that, sir? The word, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. So he's saying, I'm dead, but I'm alive in Christ. My faith has declared it. And out of that, yes, I walk uprightly. Yes, I honor Yahweh. Yes, I honor the holy things of Yahweh. But not in the law of the feature of do's and don'ts. I don't become a Jew. There's nothing wrong with being Jewish. I love Jewish. They're God's chosen people. But it's not like all of a sudden, oh my God, I don't know the Torah. I don't know this. No, no, no. I know Jesus. I may honor all those things, but I am not saved by them or upright by them. You can't be. It was fulfilled in Christ. I'm upright by Yeshua. See, I'm upright by Yeshua. Somebody needs to hear that. They need to get this in your spirit. You are upright because of Yeshua, not because of what you know, what you don't know, what you do, what you don't do. Oh, well, you know, Apostle, I wish there were some things in my life that needs to get out. Join the human race. Let me tell you a good friend of mine, Apostle Paul. He's in the heavenly realm, but when he was on earth, he wrote this. He said, and this isn't a cop-out, but this was one of the most powerful anointed up here. He'd been in the heavens. He saw God. He's been out of body. He's done it all. If you do a study on him, he was like a Jew above all Jews. This cat was a scholar. He knows all the law. But what he said, I'll tell you what he said. He said, the things I don't want to do, sometimes I wind up doing. And the things I want to do, all those holy things, I just don't do sometimes. Who can deliver me from this body of death? And I love this. Only Yeshua. Not all is revelation. And this man had more biblical Hebrew revelation than you can imagine. More Christian revelation than you can imagine. He's one of the forefathers of the faith, one of the most powerful apostles in the earth. But he said it all boils down to this. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Yeshua, or in English, Christ Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. But it's your heart, see? I engage and I go sit in the seat of God. Who gave you that right, Apostle, to go sit in the seat of God? Yeshua did. That's why I call upon his name. I tremble at his name, not in fear, but in glory of awe of who he is. And the glory and awe of who Yeshua is, I go and sit in him and have my liberty to eat from the tree of life. That's what I love about Jesus. Let me tell you what the word says. The word says, if I drink of his blood, now this is metaphorically, but spiritually, if I drink of his blood and eat of his flesh, his bread of life, I am born again, born from above. I have eternal life. I have Kaye Olam. And if I have Kaye Olam living inside of me, which means everlasting life, everlasting waters, everlasting spirit of God, I now can eat from the tree of life. I can eat from the leaves of the healing of the nations. I can eat from the fruit of the tree of the life that I shall never die. And I can drink from the living waters that brings freshness to my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit, and the very essence of my Father. Through who? Through Yeshua. Come on, think about that for a moment. This is the power of Yeshua. We always talk about walking as kings and priests because God gave us the right to, but it's all being engrafted in him. I always tell everyone, you're going to go on the up here. You want to do ascensions. You want to go with the Holy Ghost. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to talk to angels. You want to know the legalistic laws. You want to know the holy days. That is fine. That's great. But one thing, it doesn't substitute or take the place of or add to being in Yeshua. Being inside of Jesus, being inside the Holy Spirit. And out of that, all those things are even better. All those things are not out of law, they're out of spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Come on, I want you to get this in your spirit. What King Yeshua has done for you. Why don't you just receive healing in your mind, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit right now. I just feel it in my spirit. Shalom, peace of God come overtake you. Father, may we submit under the headship of Yeshua, step into you and acknowledge all that you've done on the cross. May we not add anything to the cross, Father, but out of the cross, we go sit in every truth you have. We go sit in every principle you have. We go sit in every part of your being. And we become like you. May we eat from the banqueting table on the other side of the veil in the heavens and drink of your blood, eat of your flesh, go and eat from the tree of life, go drink from the living waters and have eternal life inside Christ Yeshua. I live, I move, I have my being inside of him. Can you just see him face to face and worship him? Can't you see him just smiling? I see him sitting at the table, the banqueting table, on the other side of the veil in the heavenly room. And he's just smiling at you as you taking, like, ripping. It's almost, it's weird. It's like I'm pulling flesh out of him, but it's like pulling a piece of bread. Other than when I pull it out, his flesh is still there on him. And I eat of it. It's the totality of him. I'm taking my cup and I'm scooping it into his side, and out of it is coming his beautiful blood that brings eternal life, salvation to the nations, salvation to every part of my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. Nothing can stay in me. No iniquity, no unrighteousness, no evil, no sickness, no disease, no infirmity. Nothing that steals my peace. And I rest in him to go eat from the tree of life and drink from his holy living waters. Welcome to peace. Shalom. With Yeshua. Well, once again, this is Segima Bay. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.